On the grounds at EAA Air Venture, you're back now on EAA Radio Live.
We are at the Welcome Center at EAA Radio Live. We got some folks here and joining us, talking to our night air show performers. We have on stage Anil Darnell, part of Team Chaos. He drives the world's fastest jet truck. And Bob Carlton is flying the Super Salto jet sailplane. And we were talking in the break about lighting. We'll get to that in just a second. But Bob, I wanted to ask you a follow-up question. It is a sailplane, and there's two ways you fly a sailplane. Powered, obviously, to get up to altitude, or towed. And in a sailplane act, if it's unpowered, what is there such thing as an unpowered sailplane act?
Yeah, I started out about the first 10 years in this business. I flew without an engine, and I had someone tow me up, and I'd release and just do basically a descending act. Having the jet engine allows me a lot of latitude. I still start the show the same way. I self-launch, climb up with the jet, pull the engine to idle, and I start out as just a quiet sailplane act. Well, when I get down lower, I put in the throttle of the jet engine, and it pushes me up to the red line of the aircraft, which is 175 miles an hour, very quickly. And in fact, it's sometimes hard to stay below that number.
Speaking of speed, we were talking in the break about the speed of the jet truck, and talk a little bit about what it takes to go fast on the ground like that.
Well, we, like I said before, we've got two jet trucks. The one that I drive is an S10 Chevy replica, and it has a J34-48 Pratt & Whitney jet engine that came out of the Navy's trainer, the T2 Buckeye. Now, this was the Korean War era, and so my engine in my truck is actually 52 years old. Our government gave $1 million for this engine originally, and I'll tell you, I didn't give near that. The engine was found on eBay, and so that proves to you can buy just about anything on eBay. But anyway, the power on the engine with afterburner is about 7,000 pounds of thrust. It's all a thrust engine. There's no drive shaft, no power to the wheels. The truck goes 0 to 60 in 1.5 seconds. It goes 0 to 375 mile an hour in about a little over 6 seconds. And we're normally underpowered in an air show for about 1,600 feet, which is a little bit more than a quarter of a mile. The night show is a little bit different animal. We have no headlights on the truck. Basically, I've got runway lights, and that's it.
Sounds a lot like flying. Just keep it between the lights.
We'll try to keep it between the lights, and at those speeds, of course, we're running a lot faster than the airplanes are landing. And so basically our problem with the night shows is we have tunnel vision. The lights look like they run together, and we've really got to be careful. So it's just like the airplanes. The night shows are a lot more difficult and also a lot more dangerous, because for the guys, you know, they've got to, the ground is a lot harder to see up there than it is during the day. And the same thing for us. We've got other factors that we've got to deal with also.
Bob, talk a little bit about the visual cues that you look for when you're doing aerobatics at night, because I think a lot of it is visual. Your head's moving around during the day. What do you look for at night?
Well, at night, first of all, you have to be absolutely familiar with your aircraft. You have to be able to do these maneuvers literally with your eyes closed, and be able to run through several maneuvers, open your eyes, and still be, you know, where you thought you would be. But there's always a lighted runway under us, and basically that is the only reference we can always count on. So there may be some lights on the horizon, but depending on what direction we're going, there may not be. So basically, as we go through each maneuver, I just look for that runway, and that's really the only cue I have. But the maneuvers I do at night are softer than the ones I do in the day. It's a little simpler. Really, I'm just a platform for the pyro. So really the most dangerous part of the night show is the landing and taxiing, because when I'm sitting in the sailplane, my head's only about 3 feet off the ground. I'm just barely taller than the runway lights. And so once I actually get on the ground, all of that perspective goes away and everything just becomes a flat row of lights. And taxiing around a dark airport, especially one that might have obstructions and things because of the air show. That's really the most dangerous part, I think, of the night show.
You'd rather just stay up in the air.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's much easier up there. But I have to say, last year when I taxied in, and, of course, you know, I've got this you know, very limited ability to really get any perspective on what's going on around me. And as I taxied into the pits, I could see this sort of wavery, shimmery light, something I couldn't figure out what it was. And as I taxied up a little closer, I realized it was 10,000 people waving their cell phones at me.
Oh, that's
and,
neat.
I mean, I get goosebumps just telling the story. It was really an awesome thing to see.
We talked a little bit about the strobe lights on your aircraft, but you have other lights on the aircraft that help trace your act and so on. And both of you told me that, is it Whelan Lighting that takes care of it? Talk a little bit about what they have contributed to your act.
Well, Whelan Lighting has been great to all of us airshow performers. My lighting's all provided by Whelan. I know Neil's lighting is, Michael Goulian. They are one of the biggest in-kind sponsors of the airshow performers. They really treat us well.
Neil?
Well, yeah, we've got old Whelan lights on our tow vehicles. Even my golf cart, I've got strobe lights on it. both jet trucks have strobes all over them, and it's all Whelan Engineering. They're the best. They not only provide aviation lighting, they also do the emergency lighting for the street. Ambulances, fire trucks, police vehicles, so on and so forth. Matter of fact, I was telling you during the break, our second jet truck is actually on display at the Whelan exhibit just off the square all day today. And my son Chris is over there doing an autograph session as we speak from 11 to 12. So anyone out there that's listening and that they want to run over there and have a look at that truck and maybe get an autograph photo from Chris, get on.
Don't you all leave yet, though. All right, stay here, please, you in the audience. Don't run over there right away. What lights work best at night for this act? What colors, what type of frequency of flashing, or, you know, what works?
Well, you know, my act, the strobe lights are definitely a part of the act. Also, the only landing light I have is also a Whelan product. But there's no way that the strobe lights can keep up with pyrotechnics, but... I believe Matt Yonkin is also flying tonight, and he has that Twin Beach just absolutely covered in strobe lights and LED lights, and it's quite an impressive act also. And he does not have any pyro, so all of the lighting on his aircraft is strobe lights.
So you'd have electric lighting and also have pyrotechnic-style lighting that would burn itself out after a while as well.
Yeah, it's basically fireworks attached to the airplane. You know, the sort of thing when I was 5 years old, my mom would have made me go sit in my room for an hour for even thinking about. And now this is what I get paid to do: light the airplane on fire, fly upside down at night.
Well, I've seen it on skydivers. I don't know what's more dangerous: putting fireworks on your wings or putting on your shoes. I'm not sure which one it is. One person who did not join us is Steve Oliver, who is going to be flying his chipmunk in the night show as well. And I wanted to express a big thank you to Steve Oliver yesterday. Some of you on the grounds may have looked up, and he, of course, traced EAA in the sky. But the other thing he did is he traced the Twitter hashtag OSH12. So we were just kind of putting that out there for next year. Remember, if you're going to talk about AirVenture next year on Twitter, make sure you put that hashtag, numeral OSH12, on there. Thanks very much to Steve Oliver, because that's not the easiest thing to trace in the sky and keep it all together, and it looked great. So thanks very much to Steve Oliver, who you'll see in the Skydancer tonight as part of the Night Air Show, along with Neil Darnell, part of Team Chaos. It'll be a solo act tonight for Neil. He'll be in his jet truck.
Right.
And, of course, Bob Carlton will be in the Super Salto sailplane. Any other thoughts you had about flying and night air shows and performances like that?
Well, if you have the schedule with who all's going to be here, probably be a good idea to cover that, and also the starting time. I know I'm told that the jet truck is actually going to close the show somewhere in the 9:30 to 10 range, so it's going to be Dark 30, as we call it, at that point. And again, anyone here today, I know it's going to make a long day for everyone, but But if you've never seen a night show, it's well worth it to hang around and see a air show from a whole new perspective.
Also, a lot of the people that are working in the booths and the vendor booths, I know they can't get away during the day to see the day show. This will be a great chance for them to come out and see what's going on.
We do have a day and a night air show. Thank you very much, Neil, for bringing this paper up here, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to tell you who's in the show. During today, Chuck Aaron and his Red Bull Liberty Parachute team, Dave Martin and the Jugendmeister, and the Misty Blues all-female skydivers, the Red Eagles, Team Rocket, with two Harmon Rockets, Sean Tucker and his Pits, Clyde Zellers and the SNJ, the Harrier, of course, you'll hear when that guy is on, and, of course, the Warbirds of America, the Spectacular, as well. And you'll see the Wall of Fire today, so you have a compare and contrast chance here, what the Wall of Fire looks like during the day. And at night, you'll have the Aeroshell team and their T-6s. Bob Carlton, of course, will be there. The Liberty Parachute team, they'll be lighting their shoes on fire and coming down at night this time. Steve Oliver and the Chipmunk, Gene Susie and the Showcat, and he won't have a wing walker this time, and Matt Yunkin in the Twin Beach. And of course, it wraps up with Neil Darnell in the world's fastest jet truck. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for joining me today.
Been my pleasure.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having us up here.
And thank you. And of course, coming up next is Aaron Tippin, who will be joining Steve Buss, and that's next on EA Radio Live.